Mabuhay, welcome. I'm Bettina. Thanks so much for showing up. We're about to dive into self-care snacks that won't overwhelm you, but keep you on track. I've been a Nike Global trainer for over 10 years and have written 2 books on women's strength training. But my favorite role? Being a mom to 2 amazing kiddos. Throughout all my experiences, one thing has remained constant. You always have to show up for yourself. From my early days of working out, through major life changes, to being a mom, I've always prioritized taking time for me before I can truly show up for everyone else. So take a moment to thank yourself for showing up today. Let's do this together and let's dive in. Welcome back to Show Up with Bettina. And today's episode is all about why showing up is half the battle and the power of consistency in all areas of your life. This is your host, Bettina Gozo-Szymanek, and I'm so grateful that you have made it here. I feel like the title of this episode is obviously very similar to the podcast name. So it's very special. And, you know, I think that it's special in the way that it's really simple at the same time. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about what showing up really means, why consistency matters, and how we can really overcome the barriers to just showing up. So let's just dive in. You know, showing up, you know, my whole podcast is all about this, is showing up for yourself, showing up for those around you, but specifically to show up for yourself so that you can show up for everyone else around you. And, you know, a lot of times we don't really know what that means or how we can really get after that. But there are so many times in my life, especially as a busy mom, where I put doubt in myself and I'm like, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that. But I know that when I actually make the time for myself for a workout, or I actually take the time to sit down and really work on something, or I really take the time to have a hard conversation with myself and my partner, I know that that's how we can get a little bit further in our own relationship with ourselves or with our kids or with our work or with our partner. So when I could just repeat that and do it anyway, I really reaped the rewards. It's really about showing up consistently, even when imperfect. And this is because it really creates momentum and leads to growth in all areas of life. So what does showing up really mean? It's not about perfection or massive effort. Like I said, showing up is half the battle. It's about being present and taking action, no matter how small. Just making the active decision to be like, here I am. So let's say, for example, showing up to a workout, even if it's only 20 minutes. A lot of people don't even go work out. They don't even get to the gym. They don't even put their gym clothes on. They don't even turn that video on. They don't pick up that weight. They don't get any work in. But 15, 20, even 5 minutes, if you've never done it before, is better than nothing. Showing up again is half the battle. Sitting down to work on a project when inspiration isn't flowing. When I was writing my book, there were so many times, especially because I was in my first trimester when I was in the depths of writing my book, and I just did not feel like doing it. But all I would do is get to my desk, get my notebook out, start writing stuff down, start typing things out, and then I was able to get that inspiration to flow. I really just had to show up at my desk and really be there. And lastly, another example is engaging with family or friends, even when your energy feels low. There are so many times where, especially as an only child and as one of those introverted extroverts, I am like, oh, I don't want to do this. I just feel like, oh, this is too much. And, you know, I am a boundary person. I've talked about this in previous episodes, but if it's just a thought of laziness versus like you're completely exhausted, more than half the time when you're going to get to that engagement or get to that thing with your family or friends, you're going to feel so much better and feel so energized, even if you are introverted extrovert like me. It's one of those things where you just have to figure out where the line is, especially when it comes to engaging with family and friends. You know, if you're just like, I just don't feel like doing this, or hey, I've just been so burnt out, really assess that. And then you can decide, okay, you know what, if I'm just being lazy, let's just do this. And then you're just going to have so much energy and you're going to feel really great. And you're not going to regret it because, you know, anytime I make time to really spend time with people that maybe I need to get to know better or people that I already love and just, I know they're going to energize me, I always feel so much better. I just, you know, it's such a refreshing feeling, and showing up, being there. So great. So the key point here is that consistency builds habits and character over time. So keep showing up for that workout. Keep sitting down to work out. Get disciplined with those small little chunks of showing up and being there. And then it'll flow, I promise you. And even if it takes a few times, give yourself grace. If magic doesn't happen overnight, you just gotta keep being consistent with it. Now, the reason why consistency matters is the compound effect. Small actions done consistently over time will really start to build. A 10-minute workout every day is better than one long workout once a month. So if you're for 7 days a week, you're like, I'm getting something in for 10 minutes, which is why I wrote my whole simple strength program for BGTV. I wanted people to get into strength training and feel accomplished after 10 to 15 minutes. That's way better to do that every single day for 5 days instead of one 45 to 60 minute workout a month. And then that helps you build those habits. Showing up in your relationships daily builds deeper bonds over time. I've noticed that little things that I do with not even just my partner, but with friends to check in on them. Those are the relationships that I really nourish, and I feel the deeper bonds with, even if I don't see them. You know, I moved from California, where all my friends are, to Texas. Like, I'm making sure to take some time to send a voice note, to send a check-in, to really make sure that they know that I care, to build that deeper bond. And even with people that I'm making new friends with out here, I'm just really taking the time to, you know, maybe actually show up to Bible study or to church or do these different things to build our relationships. So it's really, really important. You know, consistency builds trust in yourself and from others. It builds momentum. So once you start, it's definitely easier to keep going and make it a habit. And then, of course, it builds results. Long-term growth stems from small, repeated efforts. So give yourself that consistency to build trust, momentum, and results. Now, some barriers to overcome showing up. Here are some of the common excuses. I don't have time. We all have time. That's a mindset. Tell yourself, I have the time. I just need to make small actions count. That's a big one. If you look at your screen time, I guarantee you've got at least 10 to 15 minutes to get your workout in. I feel like that is just like a no-brainer for a lot of people. Another excuse, I'm not in the mood. Another mindset. Feelings follow action. So shift your mindset. Say, hey, I'm not in the mood. Throw that away and say, hey, I'm not in the mood right now, but once I get going, I'm going to feel good. Okay. Or you just do it. I mean, that is just literally what you have to do sometimes. Literally just do it, just like Nike. And then another excuse I hear a lot is it won't make a difference. That 10-minute workout, if you do it every single day, that's progress will really build. So think progress starts small. You don't have to do a 60-minute workout and then never work out again. That's just not how it works. Do a 10-minute workout today. Do another 10-minute workout tomorrow. Do a 5-minute workout the next day. Maybe skip the next day, but then get back into it the next. Start building that consistency. I love the 5-minute rule, where you just commit to 5 minutes. Chances are you'll probably still keep going. You know, obviously I'm talking about working out, but even just showing up. So a lot of times, you know, we'll be like, you know what, we'll just go to the party for like, you know, we'll just be there for a half hour. And the next thing you know, you're like having the great time and you're there and you're like one of the last people to leave. That may not be everybody, but it's better than just being like, you know what, I'm not going to show up at all. Consistency over intensity. Really focus on that. Small wins matter. That is the theme here. Small wins really matter. We don't need to go all in. We don't have to have that all or nothing mindset here. Small wins really, really matter. And then use reminders. Tie actions to a daily habit. You know, one of my favorite books, he talks about this, BJ Fogg, you know, tying that action to a daily habit. Last year, I think it was 2023, I did a January challenge where I'd say, okay, every time you brush your teeth, do five squats. Every time you brush your teeth, do five squats. And then the next day add some counter push-ups. So every time you're just like, oh, I actually have to do this every day. It's something that I do. All right, I'm going to do it. So maybe every day when you brew your coffee, do an easy stretch. Something that you already do every single day, tie it with a habit that you know is going to be positive. So if you're someone, I feel like screen time is a big one for people. People automatically grab their phones. Have something on your phone that reminds you to do something that you really want for yourself. Maybe you're someone that's like, hey, I want to start reading more. I want to listen to a podcast. Maybe have the podcast icon be the first thing that you see when you open up your phone, or have it set as a reminder. I love my phone reminders because they just literally are just there right in front of my face. I have them so set up like, okay, that I'm going to see this. And I'm not going to ever not see it. So it's constantly reminding me of that. So to wrap things up here, I just want to remind you that showing up, even if imperfectly, it builds confidence, momentum, and results. I want you to pick one area where you will commit to showing up daily or weekly, no matter how small the action. Remember, the hardest part is starting. So just show up and the rest will follow. Y'all know that I'm here for you. I'm your coach, Bettina. I always love helping. I love keeping people accountable. And that's why I started BGTV. I wanted to not only have workouts on the app for you, but I wanted to keep you accountable. So if you haven't already joined, make sure you tune in. There's a link on the show notes that you can join for free. And then we also have a special for 6 months going on just until the end of the month. So I would highly recommend that you commit to yourself so you could show up for you and you could show up for everyone around you. So I hope you found these tips helpful and inspirational. And if you did, I'd love for you to rate, review, and subscribe and hit us up at hi@bettinagozo.tv. And if you want to share this with a friend, that would truly, truly be appreciated. This is how we can continue to help and make a change in the world so more people can show up for themselves, show up for everyone around them, and live happier and better lives. So thank you, and I'll see you at the next one.